I am Mike Litvany. I am a Florida lemon grower and proud to say so. I've been in the Florida citrus industry since 1975. At one time, I managed 7,500 acres of Florida citrus and 2,500 acres of California almonds for a financial planning company. Since that time, what happened to the Florida citrus industry has happened to me. It's all pretty much disappeared. But one day in 1998, Ted Geltz was working at Nelson's Nursery in Apopka and called up very excitedly to tell me that they were throwing away lemon tree rooted cuttings. So I sent my grove man up there and got a pickup load full and got about 1,000 beers and 150 Meyers, half a dozen Persians, one navel, one calamondin, one sour, and one Rangpur lime. And we put them in ground that already had citrus on it but was cleared and had irrigation installed and just started growing them. And they grew off very well. We caught a lucky time frame because there weren't any serious freezes for several years, so they got well established. And what struck me was how dense the fibrous root system was. Every time I pull up a vine, I pull up fibrous roots. The root system runs all the way trunk to trunk on the old trees now. We never disc. Now we just mow. We don't want to disturb those roots. We use contact herbicides and very light residuals such as Surflan. Fertilization is like any other citrus. I use a 1 to 1.2 ratio of N to K2O, 200 pounds of nitrogen per acre per year, plus a ton of granulated sludge, 630 that comes out of West Palm Beach. pH, the lemons seem to favor about 6.5 to 7. We monitor that yearly. They also like calcium a great deal, so they get an annual application of a ton to the acre of gypsum. They also like the sulfur. Pests and diseases. You name citrus fungus disease and your lemons will have it. Greasy spot, melanose, scab, canker, HLB, everything but alternaria, surprisingly, no alternaria. But everything else, you can count on it. From what I've observed, other groves, some variety of lemon are more susceptible than others to the fungus diseases, such as Eureka's. That is definitely a California lemon. If there's a greasy spot spore in the county, it'll be on your Eureka's. They also have an unfortunate bearing habit of multiple fruit on a single stem. So this promotes PEFD in the spring and precludes getting spray in between the fruit to control your insects and scales. Red scale is not the problem it once was. However, you have to control for the normal plethora of other insects, leaf miner, rust mite, spider mites. For added happiness in my grove, we have little leaf notch or root weevils, but the trees just outgrow them. It appears that every tree in the grove is infected with HLB. However, they are vigorous enough to just seem to outgrow the disease. The biggest threat to lemons, of course, is sub-freezing weather. Prior to about 1977, there was probably 7,000-8,000 acres of lemons in Florida. Fort Pierce, Indian Town, Brighton. The freezes of 77, 81, 82, 83, 85 decimated those, and by the time I planted mine, the Seminoles in Brighton were the only ones who had any commercial lemons in the state. The renewed interest, I think, is because of their apparent tolerance or resistance to HLB or their ability to outgrow it, whichever it is. As far as other cultural practices, size containment is very important. They never stop growing, so you're going to have to hedge and top. Hedge annually, top when they get over 20 feet. You'll get a lot of broken limbs. I've reset now 2 years in a row. On June 15th, 2016, I planted 500 rooted cuttings from Holmberg Nursery in Lithia. They have taken off beautifully, and they were doing fine until Hurricane Mitch came. And Mitch taught me that the value of a taproot. Rooted cuttings don't have a taproot. Just the lateral root system. So high winds on a 6-foot tree that looks like a sail in the wind, you're going to have some tree toppling. We set them up, but some of them had enough root damage to kill them. I planted 550 more this spring. They're doing well. The 2-year-old trees have fruit on them this year that'll be pickable. So a 2-year-old tree with a fruit crop assists your economics. Irma reminded me the importance of a taproot. Talk about spreading canker. Irma did the job. She spread canker from one end of the grove to the other. I guess the only good news is that between hedging, canker, wind, all the leaves came off, and all we have is new leaves on the trees now. We're paying particular attention to controlling fungus diseases this summer just because of the leaf litter on the grove floor. The marketing, right now there is nobody extracting lemon oil, which is really sort of the holy grail to grow a lemon. The oil is worth more than the juice. Currently, the price of lemon oil is about $25 per pound, and from a Bierce lemon, you'll get a half a pound per box, per 90-pound box. The juice I've been selling to Natalie's Orchid Island, Fort Pierce, for several years. They're great people and always done well by me. They pay me a very good price for them. They don't extract oil yet. I hope they do someday, because that could really ring the bell. The grove has been busted to the ground twice by freeze since 1998. The advantage of the rooted cutting is that the trees regenerate from the roots. They're not pretty, but I'm not growing topiaries. I need fruit, and you're back in business in 2 years. So probably the best advice I can give, if you want to plant lemons in Florida, deep sandy soil, Bierce lemon budded on Bierce lemon. You get a taproot, you get moderate foot rot resistance, and you get less juvenility, less thorns. The thorns are wicked. Harvesting is a major consideration. It took H2A labor. Wound up being $6.62 a box last year. But we got them picked, and it was orderly, so the price justified the harvesting costs. Anyway, if you want to plant lemons, deep sandy soil, Bierce, buttered on Bierce, good luck with it.
Can you talk to us a little bit about profitability?
Probably over the long term, having been busted to the ground twice, you know, that's 10% of 20 years out of production. So that definitely affects productivity. Right now, with the new trees in a recovery mode from the last year's disasters, we're probably going to better than break even. Next year, barring further disasters or freeze, it should be quite profitable.
And it has been profitable over the long time for you.
It has. It has. And it's a lot of fun, too.
Where is your grove, Mike, and how much acreage do you have?
It is located 7 miles south of Claremont on Schofield Road, east of U.S. 27 and west of Avalon Road. It's a 20-acre piece.
Very similar to traditional citrus, orange, grapefruit, tangerine production practices?
It is, other than particular attention to disease control.
And I saw you walked in with some real thick gloves. You're going to demonstrate about the thorns on those trees, correct?
Correct. You don't grow lemons without elbow-length welding gloves. And giving them to your pickers, they love you for it.
Your fellow growers, you would suggest they give them a try?
On a limited basis, I think so. Right now, worldwide, there are probably only 100,000 acres of lemons. So the next 10,000 acres is going to affect the market. The good news is that lemons are used mainly as an ingredient in something else. So there's always steady, diversified demand, and I think additional production can be absorbed. Lemons are the eighth most consumed fruit in America, which speaks quite well when you think about it. That's an awful lot of fruit. And as with every other agricultural endeavor, disaster somewhere else means success for you. A freeze in California rings your bell. A disease in Argentina rings your bell. So I think lemons are going to be a good, steady way to hold land into the future.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.